You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has opened its doors for another day, so it's time for the opening with myself, Lindsay Williams. We'll start with the Stock Exchange News Service this morning. The Stock Exchange News Service, incidentally, is something that is put out by the JSE Securities Exchange from companies that are listed on the exchange. And, you know, you get the results, you know, the interim results, the final results, and also trading updates. This morning we've had AECI coming out with their numbers, interim numbers. And the share price in early dealings was up around about 1.5%, now only up about 0.8%. But anyway, we'll have a look at that with an expert later on. The other one that's really caught my eye is Anglo American PLC, Anglo American Rough Diamond Sales for De Beers sixth sales cycle of 2021. Diamond sales have been doing really, really well recently compared to a couple of years ago. So we'll also talk about that one. Obviously, it would be lovely if De Beers was still listed, but that went, gosh, when was it? Early 2000s? I can't quite remember when that thing got delisted, but it was a sad day for the JSE. British American Tobacco has come out with an update. And this is interesting because Philip Morris, the massive Marlboro custodian, said it's going to be stopping selling cigarettes by 2030. I don't know if it was just in the United Kingdom, but it was certainly a startling announcement. And obviously they've got to reinvent themselves. And they wouldn't put out a statement like that unless they'd already started reinventing themselves, maybe with e-cigarettes. Who knows? Let's move on now to spot prices. The Rand, having been close to 15 against the US dollar yesterday, has now strengthened. Well, it's strengthened in the last 24 hours to 1482, was in the 1470s a couple of hours ago. The British pound against the Rand is 2057, and the Euro Rand is 1749, with the Euro dollar 1.1810, which has barely changed from last night's New York close. The British pound, the cable, against the US dollar, 138.85. Last night in the United States, the Dow Jones gave up just 0.25% off its lows. S&P down nearly 0.5%. The Nasdaq, though, growth stocks getting a little bit of a hit, 1.2%, and value coming to the fore. This morning in the Far East, Tokyo down 1.4%, Shanghai down 0.6%, but the Hang Seng, after its recent three-day mauling, is up 1.2%. In Sydney, the all share down 0.7%. The gold price is $18.05, which is up $6 an ounce. Platinum is down 13 to $10.56 an ounce. And palladium is up 19 or 0.7% to $2,624 per ounce. Let's have a look at the oil price now. It's got a bit quiet recently. I mean, OPEC have got to come in and liven it up a little bit quite soon, I would imagine. But anyway, it's to the fore today, up 0.5% for West Texas, $72.03 per barrel. Brent crude oil is up 0.4% to $74.76 per barrel. The CRB commodity index, I was enthusing about it yesterday as it went to a multi-year high. It's just pulled back a little bit now. It was 233 yesterday. It's now 232. So just a point to the downside. The Bitcoin price has been extraordinary. It was above 40,000 in the early hours of this morning. And don't forget, it was below 30,000 maybe a trading week ago. So this thing has gone berserk. As it stands, it's 39,700, which is up 7.33% overnight, all over the place. If we have a look at the US 10-year bond yield, it's 1.235%, which is unchanged from last night. The South African bond yield is 8.87, which is unchanged from last night as well. So nothing happening on the capital markets. S&P 500 futures are just very slightly weaker, 0.1% to 4,391. Everyone calming down after some fairly dodgy days. And the Nasdaq futures, the same thing, 0.1% weaker. Let's have a look now at which shares, which companies are moving on the JSE in these early dealings. On the upside, I've got Bytes up 3.1%, Lighthouse Capital up 2.5%, Goldfields is a 2.1% winner, and Sibanye-Stillwater is up 2%. On the downside, South32, that's had a busy week, down 3.25%, Santam down 1.9%, BHP Group down 1.75%, and Anglo American PLC down 1.1% after a good week from its subsidiaries. Let's have a look at the two major indices. That's the All Share and the All Share Top 40. At the moment, the All Share is flat at 67,370, and the Top 40 is, yes, flat at 61,207. That was the opening. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position or opinion of any other agency, organisation, employer or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.